text. Hallmark Channel presents The Sun Sets Over a Beachside City. Title: Destination Wedding. Nighttime. A man paces at home. A woman grins watching.
Annie, will you marry me?
No, no.
When I met you, no, that's not right. From the moment I saw...
Jason. Yes. Relax.
How can I relax? Ellie, what if she says no?
She's not gonna say no.
How do you know that, Ellie?
Because she told me.
When?
The night that she met you.
All right.
That's her. Go.
Okay. Thank you, Ellie.
Of course, go.
Jason walks further into the house. Ellie answers the door.
Hey. What is going on, Ellie? You said we were going to my birthday dinner, so I put on a dress and lipstick and everything, and then you drag me over here? Wait. What is the emergency?
It's hard to explain. You have to see for yourself.
Ellie, what are you talking about?
Mandy walks into the backyard. The porch is alight with candles. Lights appear in the cabana. Mandy stares as more lights illuminate. Mandy grins as she walks toward the cabana. In the backyard pool, flower petals are strewn among floating candles. Jason steps out slowly, smiling. He approaches Mandy.
Hi.
Hey.
Mandy?
He takes her hands.
From the moment that we met, I knew.
He kneels. Ellie grins, watching.
I knew that you were the one for me. And that I want to spend every day, the rest of my life with you.
Mandy smiles at him. Ellie clasps her hands together, watching from a distance. Jason pulls out a ring in a Hallmark box.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He places a ring on her left finger. He stands, and they kiss.
Okay, everybody can come out now!
Guests enter from inside the house. Two older people approaches Mandy and hug her. Ellie hugs Jason.
Hey.
Ellie approaches Mandy.
So happy for you. Of course you did this for us. And of course it's incredible.
I had no idea where to begin. I mean...
Forget about interior design, Ellie. Your exterior design is spectacular.
Well, only the best for my sister and now my brother.
Mandy shows her ring.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
It's perfect. I've got a wedding to plan. I don't know how to plan anything. I don't even know where to start. Ellie, you have to help me.
Of course I will help you. We have a wedding to plan.
Let me see that ring.
Oh, my gosh.
A man walks over to Ellie and puts his arm on her shoulders.
You really went all out for her.
Oh, she was so excited. You got it on video, right? Please. Oh.
I perform my duties.
Thank you.
Yes.
He hands her a phone.
Tonight's a night she'll remember forever.
That's great. I'm just glad you don't need a big production like this.
Ellie turns to the man.
What we have is perfect.
Ellie smiles politely and turns to Mandy. Oh,
stunning. Oh my goodness.
That's wonderful.
Daytime. Mandy and Ellie's father sits at a kitchen table wrapping gifts. Ellie approaches.
How's my bow?
It's good. Really good, Dad.
You're a terrible liar, Ellie. Which means I raised you right. Yay for me. You know, your sister really should be helping us wrap the gifts for the bridal party. It is her wedding.
Well, she had a meeting today, so I don't mind. That's what a big sister does.
It's also what a mother does. You've been always that kind of figure to her.
I got two more years with Mom than Mandy did. She would have wanted me looking out for her.
What she wanted was for you two to be happy.
And we are. Look at us. Mm. I'm on the fast track to run K-Lane Interior Design someday. Mandy's getting married. I'm going strong with Alec.
You know, Ellie, you get one great love in your life. Your mother was mine. Jason is Mandy's. Is Alec yours?
I guess time will tell.
He glances at Ellie, Later, Ellie and Alec jog together down a cul-de-sac.
Okay. It's 3.5 miles. That's all I have time for today, babe.
Good.
I've got a meeting tomorrow morning, and I know you have to finish the condo remodel before you leave, so we could do dinner Thursday night, Friday?
Thursday night. We leave Friday morning.
What? Do you need a ride to the airport? I can pick you up on my way to work.
Thank you. My dad actually got us a car service.
Wow.
Really going all out for this wedding.
My dad did the same thing when my sister got married. If you ask me, that is an insane amount of money to spend on one day.
Well, you hire a really good photographer. That way you don't forget.
You know, I could renovate an entire 3,000 square foot house for the price of Mandy's wedding.
Yes, but you're really good at what you do.
Oh, you're good at what you do. Planning, organizing. I bet you right now you are mentally packing. Yeah?
I am. I'm so predictable. I was actually trying to decide if 5 bathing suits was enough or if I was supposed to go home, shower off, and head to the mall.
You're going for 1 week.
Yeah, but it's Mexico. In Acapulco, bathing suits are business casual. I really wish you were coming. Then we wouldn't have to try to figure out when we could see each other.
I know. We're both so busy. I'm bidding on 2 new projects, so I couldn't get away even if I wanted to. Plus, you're gonna be so preoccupied taking care of Mandy.
Hey, you can't say bad things about my sister. Only I can say bad things about my sister.
She's just lucky that you're such an exceptional person. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, gosh, we're so sweaty.
I can't be bothered with that right now. I have to send you off desperately loving me, especially since he's gonna be there and I'm not.
Hey, you have nothing to worry about. He is my past. You are my present.
That's what I like to hear. But hey, just for fun, can you tell me that he was, like, super awful? He was the worst, wasn't he?
He was bad.
Yeah.
Awful.
Okay, good. Big step up, right?
Ellie and Mandy in the backyard with a large book.
Alrighty. So, here is your checklist for everything that you need to bring to Mexico. Right here, I have a list of all expenses paid.
Mandy's phone.
Still owed, converted into American dollars. You have to make sure that you have enough checks for all of your vendors. You're listening, right?
Yes, yes, Ellie, I'm listening.
Okay, it's just we leave in 2 days. I want to make sure you have everything. Oh, you have to call Tara, the event coordinator at the resort, because she needs a confirmation on food, flowers, and music. I sent you a list of questions. I forwarded that to you. You got it, right?
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I wonder if this is my dream wedding or yours.
This is exactly what you wanted. A simple thank you would suffice.
Thank you, Ellie, for planning my wedding and for being freakishly organized.
You're welcome.
I know. Maybe you should reconsider planning your own wedding. You've definitely got a knack for it.
I'm not saying people shouldn't get married. It's just Alec and I don't need a piece of paper to prove that we're committed. It's not really his thing, so we're taking things slowly, and I'm gonna be so exhausted with this wedding.
You used to love this wedding stuff. Remember when we were kids? We would always play bride with mom's old dress clothes. You would always marry Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, I remember. And if Teddy Ruxpin asked me to marry him today, I might say yes.
Mandy nods, then glances at Ellie.
I seem to recall at one point it was looking like you might marry...
Mandy, don't.
I just want to make sure everything's okay, Ellie. Seeing Greg again? You haven't even spoken since you broke up. I mean, maid of honor and best man... It's not like you can avoid him the whole week.
I know. But I will certainly try my hardest. You have to pick one, okay?
Ellie, Dad, and Grandma load a town car.
Here's my bag.
A valet takes it.
Nothing?
No, she hasn't answered again.
You know your sister. She's probably scrambling around still packing. She's not like you.
Ellie was packed 3 weeks ago.
Have you tried Jason's phone?
Twice. He's not answering either.
Well, is there anyone else you want to contact? Another person in the bridal party, perhaps, and see if he's heard from Jason?
Are you seriously asking me what I think you're asking me?
He's asking you to call Greg.
Yes, no, thank you. I got that. And no, I don't need to call anyone else.
Maybe it's time you let this anger toward Greg go, Ellie.
I have. I'm totally over it. We had a plan. He made a choice. That choice wasn't me. So if he expects us to be all kumbaya, let's be friends again.
Sounds like she's over it.
Look, I'm going to keep the peace for Mandy because I want this wedding to have as little drama as possible. No glitches. Oh, change of plans. We're going straight to the airport. No stops. Mandy had an issue with work.
They're taking the noon flight.
Guess that explains why we haven't heard from her.
Okay, so one glitch.
Ellie walks off. The town car drives off down the street. An airplane flies overhead. Elsewhere, a large hotel built on the shore overlooks the ocean. Surfers ride waves in the water. People walk by a large fountain in front of the hotel. Ellie and her family and guests exit the airport. Ellie notices a shuttle van.
Oh, perfect. That's it. Okay, so we have everybody.
Everybody but your sister.
Stop with that.
I got a car service for her.
Okay, so the shuttle is here. If you guys want to start loading up, we'll head to the resort. I know you wanted to be special for her. She's going to be here in a few hours, okay?
Okay.
I can't believe your sister's in here to take it all in with us.
Yeah, but there's so much more to take in at the hotel. You guys are going to love it.
Oh, I know. My best friend getting married in my hometown. It's like a dream.
Okay, I'll see you guys over there.
Ellie turns to Grandma.
Whew. Thankfully, I practically planned this whole thing, so hopefully I can hold down the fort until Mandy gets here.
You'd tell me if something was wrong, right?
Of course.
Well, I just want to see both my granddaughters walk down the aisle. I'm not getting any younger, you know.
And yet, you somehow look better than I do. How's that?
You're deflecting. Whenever I bring up marriage, you deflect.
I do not deflect. I left my bag. I'll be right back. Go to the shuttle.
Deflecting.
I'm not deflecting!
Ellie returns inside the airport.
Gracias.
Ellie rolls her bag outside. She bumps into a young man on the sidewalk.
Oh.
Ellie.
Hey. Greg.
Hi.
I'm glad that your flight wasn't delayed.
Yeah. I mean, we knew we see each other here, right?
Yeah.
You're the maid of honor, I'm the best man. We introduce them to each other. It's just a long time.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years.
So, how have you been?
Good. Great. Life, family, work, a lot better than I ever could have imagined.
Good. Yeah, me too. Really, really great. Hey, I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm glad you found what you're looking for in L.A.
Well, my life was always in L.A., and incidentally, so was yours, until one day it just kind of wasn't anymore.
Yeah, well, when you're recruited by one of the most prestigious criminal law firms in Atlanta, you go.
Well, when the most prominent interior designer wants to mentor you, you stay put.
Never turn down a career-making opportunity, right?
Right. Yeah, right. I think that's good advice. They're actually waiting for us in the shuttle, so should we walk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So did it?
Did what?
Did it make your career?
You haven't heard? I thought maybe your sister would have told you, since I stayed on Jason's couch when I was in town looking for a place.
You're back.
Yeah. Or at least I will be in a couple weeks. Another incredible opportunity.
Oh, they just keep falling out of the sky for you, huh? I could borrow your lucky penny.
Come on, you don't need it. I saw your firm featured in Architectural Digest. They called you a rising star.
Kay actually let me run point on the Montford Hotel remodel, so kind of in a whirlwind.
So I guess things worked out the way they were supposed to for both of us.
And now Jason and Mandy are walking down the aisle, so...
See, one good thing came out of our... out of us.
You know, let's not do this. We don't have to rehash the past. Your life is good. My life is great.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, so we'll just get through this week. We can coexist and then never see each other again.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Perfect, fine.
Good. After you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ellie walks off. Greg sighs. Ellie enters the shuttle.
Dad, can I sit next to Greg?
Yeah, of course.
Greg, the mount!
Grandma Goldie!
Well, you look well.
Me, look at you. You look 30, tops. What's your secret?
Ginkgo biloba.
Bless you.
It's a supplement. Still sharp as a tack. Nothing gets past me.
Ever did, never will.
Hello, Greg.
Thomas, good to see you. Sorry about your Dodgers.
Oh, not as sorry as I am about your Phillies.
What? What are you talking about? All we gotta do is win the next 50 or so games when we clinch a playoff spot?
Of course. I apologize for underestimating you.
You know, Greg, of all the boys this one's dated, you were always my favorite.
I'm right here. I can hear you. nice. Alec adores you.
Alex, her boyfriend.
He's great. He's actually on his way to be one of the most in-demand contractors in L.A. someday.
Wow, that's quite the press release you've written. You're a lucky lady.
I am.
Oh, he's the lucky one if you ask me.
Hold on, hold on!
Elsewhere, palm trees grow near the sandy shores. Inside the hotel, a mariachi band plays inside the open-air lobby. Ellie and the assembled guests watch as they pass. Ellie looks up at the open air above the hotel, dozens of floors high. Greg passes smiling. Tom approaches Ellie.
It doesn't feel right being here without your sister. It's her wedding. Miss a lot for Grandma making this trip, but I don't want her to worry.
Dad, you know how much I had to get done leaving for a one-week vacation? With the honeymoon, they'll be here for two.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, I'm gonna go upstairs, I will unpack, and I will go enjoy my time by the pool.
I'll meet you at the pool.
Okay, thank you.
Tom carries a drink over to Grandma. Ellie exits an elevator. Greg talks on his phone.
Jason, just tell me what is going on.
It's Jason?
Ellie approaches.
How are you on the phone with Jason right now when he's supposed to be 35,000 feet in the air? Greg?
Greg touches a button and holds out the phone.
Jason, will you put my sister on, please?
Elsewhere, Jason holds the phone out. Mandy grabs it.
Hi.
Mandy, why are you guys not flying right now?
Okay, maybe I wasn't completely honest with you this morning.
About what?
Well, there was a little issue, and we missed our plane. Both of them.
What's the issue? Are you okay?
We're fine. We had a fight. I said some things. Jason's mad.
It's just, there's so much going on right now.
Ellie,
Mandy, you can't let the stress of the wedding get to you. Just forget about the details. This is about your marriage. I'm here to help.
I know.
We're gonna talk, and we're booking the first flight out tomorrow morning.
Jason stands and walks toward a door.
What was that?
Nothing. It's fine. We're fine. Just tell everyone there was a problem with Jason's passport and we'll see them tomorrow. You two can cover for us until then.
Please.
We're on it.
Fly safely.
We'll be fine.
Jason!
Greg hangs up the phone. He and Ellie walk down the hallway. When they reach the ledge overlooking the lobby, they glance down to their sides, then cross paths, walking down opposite hallways.
Tomorrow.
Daytime outside the hotel. An outdoor river winds along a curved deck with cabanas in a slide. Ellie rises from the water and approaches her deck chair. As she wrings out her hair, a young man stretches and flexes, then runs to the water.
Incoming!
He splashes.
AJ, you're splashing Grandma Goldie.
Sorry.
I'm fine, Jules. A little water never hurt anybody.
Ellie lies down beside Grandma. A man with a hotel badge approaches.
Hi. Are you Ellie?
I am.
Thank goodness. I've been looking for you everywhere. I am Javier, the activities coordinator. For now, it seems like I am also your wedding planner.
Wait, what happened to Tara? We've been talking to her for months.
Exactly. What did happen to Tara? That's the million-dollar question. Apparently, she ran off with the guests last night and she left everything a mess. And guess who's got to pick up the pieces? Javier!
That is awful. I am so sorry.
Oh, awful will be a blessing. I cannot find a record of anything. Oh, except for this post-it note.
He shows the note.
And I already called your sister. And apparently, she has not checked in yet. And apparently we have to place the food order today.
Yes. Okay. I'll go to the food tasting and we'll get her on the phone.
Great!
Later.
Mandy, if you don't call me back within the next 30 minutes, I'm picking the food myself. And I don't want to hear any complaints. Oh, don't worry, Javier. I know what she likes. I'm on it.
Good. And I won't worry. The two of you will have to make all the decisions.
Two of who?
Oh, good. You're here. You know the best man, right? Greg, is it?
Yeah, we know each other.
Ellie crosses her arms and looks away. Javier looks at the two of them.
Obviously, Jason isn't here, so Javier got a hold of me.
Greg, go enjoy your vacation. I can handle this.
Jason needs a voice here, too, and as his best man, that voice is me.
Fine. But I'm running point.
You wouldn't have it any other way.
Ellie sits beside Greg. She stiffly pulls a plate forward. Greg leans forward and slides his plate toward him. Later, Javier brings food options.
So, this is nice of you to do for your sister.
She would do the same for me.
Okay, so these are the three dishes we offer. Here we have pollo con mole acompañado de arroz y con verduras. Róbalo a la crema de cilantro acompañado de papas y zanahorias al vapor con arroz. Y aquí, platillo vegetariano, calabacitas rellenas de rajas, crialote en salsa de jitomate con crema, queso al gratín y un toque de orégano.
Ellie and Greg stare at Javier.
Chicken, fish, vegetarian.
Ellie and Greg nod, then lift their forks. Greg shovels food in his mouth.
Okay, you don't have to eat like a caveman. I'm supposed to try this too.
Come on, do people really care about what they eat at a wedding?
Of course they do.
Good music, drinks flowing, fun crowd. That's what people remember.
If people make an effort to attend, you have to make it worth their while, with good food.
I couldn't disagree more. What's the best wedding you've ever been to?
Rick and Jillian's at the museum.
What did you eat?
Surf and turf? No.
You don't remember. I rest my case.
Okay, but I do remember the chicken that we ate at Tim and Brittany's wedding.
Yeah, of course you do. We all got food poisoning and we all got stuck in the ER hooked up to IVs all night.
Oh, I can assure you we've never had that problem here before, I think. I hope. I can check.
It's okay, Javier. We're not worried.
I think we should go with the vegetarian and the fish.
Mandy likes chicken.
Jason likes fish.
Might I suggest the chicken and the fish, since they both come with vegetables. That way we can all be happy.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Excelente. So we can move on to the cakes?
Yes.
Yes!
Later, Ellie walks outside beside a line of pool chairs. Two men pass.
Buenos dias.
Hola.
She answers her tablet.
Alec, hey! Did you get it?
I said I wasn't the lowest bid,
but I was definitely the most thorough. See, if I'd come to Mexico, I wouldn't have got the renovation.
I'm so proud of you. I do wish you were here. All of Mandy's friends were hoping to get to know you a little better. It's kind of a big deal for our family.
I know, and I'm sorry. But this is all for us, Al. For our future.
Just because I'm not big into the marriage frenzy doesn't mean that I don't have plans.
And I gave these new clients your card when they're ready with the interior.
I haven't even thought about work. I'm a little bit worried about my sister, though.
Stop putting everyone else first and enjoy your vacation.
Well, it's not everyone else, it's my sister.
I know, she's important. So, have you seen him yet?
Yes, and it was disturbingly awkward, so we're trying to avoid each other, which is exactly how I prefer it. But hey, I'm running late for breakfast. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Ellie approaches a table outside with her family and guests.
Whoa! You guys closed the place down last night?
The dance club was hopping.
All right. Well, that's just the beginning. Do you see the activities we have planned for you guys?
Yeah, we got the list on the welcome packet. Ellie, you went all out.
No, not me. That's the bride and groom. And tonight's a poolside fiesta. I think they're teaching us samba or something. So save your energy.
I've got plenty in reserve.
We haven't sambaed since our honeymoon 6 years ago. That was not pretty.
That's why we're having a lesson. We got this.
When do Mandy and Jason get in? I want to see the dress.
As far as I know, they're coming in today.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Small issue with the food we picked yesterday. Nothing more important than the food you serve at a wedding, right?
Ellie steps aside with Greg.
Sure, right.
Jason left her.
What do you mean Jason left her?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Ellie glances at the table. Later, she walks inside the hotel with Greg.
My sister just hasn't been herself lately. She's stressed. She's been lashing out at him. I'm just hoping this will pass.
They're having a moment due to heightened circumstances. This is Mandy and Jason we're talking about. They're perfect for each other.
Well, evidently not anymore. What am I supposed to tell my dad and my grandma? They're so excited for this wedding.
Look, no one knows those two better than you and me, right? So maybe we can talk some sense into them.
together?
Yeah. I mean, it's worth a shot. Form a united front, convince them that it'll all be fine once they get down here.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that for them.
So much for keeping our distance, right?
Greg and Ellie sit facing a laptop.
What are you guys doing?
We're here for you.
I can't believe I'm seeing you together.
It's good. You two need to talk.
No, this isn't about us. We're here for you guys, so just tell us what's happening.
Well, Jason doesn't want to marry me anymore.
That's not what I said. She was being nasty, so I said if you continue speaking to me like that, I'm walking away.
Okay, Mandy, we talked about this. You can't let the stress take over.
Well then, Jason left without so much as a word when we were supposed to be on our way to the airport.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys are having a little communication issue.
Yes, she needs to communicate better.
All right, well, that's not good, but Jason, you can't just walk out when you're angry. It's really important that you stay and you talk things through, especially when you guys are making a decision that affects the both of you and your future. You're in this together.
She's right, Jay, but remember, communication works two ways. It's important to listen as much as speak. So just be sure to tell Mandy the reason why you left without discussing things, so she understands that sometimes it's as much for her as it is for you.
So, when you walk out on someone, you're doing them a favor? Is that what you're saying, Greg? That's the best advice you can give them?
Things aren't always as they appear, Ellie.
They're exactly as they appear. He left.
Okay. Let's just get it all out of the table, what this is really about.
No, this has nothing to do with the fact that you accepted a job in another state without even discussing it with me, and then you left.
Maybe I didn't want you to have to make a choice between your career and our relationship.
So you broke my heart as a favor to me?
You have to look at both sides of the coin, Ellie. Everyone was going to have to sacrifice. I just didn't want to place it all on your shoulders.
Oh, that's beautiful, Greg. They really should write love songs about you.
And yet you got angry at me without letting me explain. So maybe try practicing what you preach.
Whatever. Okay, the point is...
The laptop screen guys? Freezes.
Hey.
You guys there?
Text
Hello?
Appears. Video terminated by user.
Great, well that went well.
Yeah, you too. I admire your technique.
They lean back, sighing. The sun sets over the palm trees on the beach. At an outdoor table, Ellie sits with Tom and Grandma.
Your sister's missing all her own wedding festivities. She was so excited about this party.
I know. But what can they do?
Is there something else going on, Ellie?
No, Graham. You know how international travel is. No passport, no trip.
Well, I just hope it comes in time for the reception.
They paid for Rush.
Okay.
They look at a stage surrounded by other tables. A man in a striped shirt spins a stick with flames at both ends. Similarly dressed people play drums as he dances around the stage, spinning the flaming stick. The gathered guests watch attentively. The fire spinner builds to a climax and poses with the stick. Six costume dancers appear on the same stage and begin to dance in couples. They dance the Harabe Tapatio. They lift their hats and bow. Javier enters.
Buenas noches, everybody. Some of you already might know me. I am Javier. Last night I was the DJ at the disco, and today I'm going to teach you how to bailar, to dance. El Jarabe Tapatío is the Mexican hat dance, which is the official dance of Mexico. And I will need two volunteers for this. Don't be shy. Dancing is about feeling, not about how you look. How about you, sir? In the picture, Greg. Yes, come on up. And you. Come on and join us. Yes, up on the stage. A round of applause for our volunteers.
Ellie and Greg approach
okay,
Javier.
Perfect. No. Switch places?
They do.
Now, see. Now, come together as one. You do not need to speak, because dance is a language internacional. El Jarabe Tapatío is the dance of a man's courtship of a woman. It is romance. See? First, the man invites his partner in for courtship, but she rebuffs his advances. Por favor. So, he courts, she rebuffs. Court, rebuff. Gracias. Now you try.
Greg and Ellie step forward.
Don't step on my feet.
I did that once.
They begin dancing.
Rebuffed. I am rebuffing. All the way rebuffing.
I am courting. I am still courting. More courting. Come on. Very nice.
All right. One more courting.
As we dance, you get closer together as you follow these steps. And it becomes irresistible, this man. See? She cannot fight any longer. And love wins. Por favor.
Two costume dancers demonstrate. The male dancer kicks his leg over the female dancer's head as she kneels. They join hands. She spins into his arms.
Okay, your turn. El sombrero.
The sombrero.
Yes, shut up.
All right. Thank you, Javier. Thank you.
No, you try.
I am definitely ready.
Very good.
Are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
I don't think you are.
All right.
Ha! Oh.
Greg throws his hat to the ground, and they begin doing the steps. Ellie kneels.
Oh, don't kick me in the head.
Greg kicks his leg over Ellie's head. They spin in and pose.
El amor siempre gana. Translation, love always wins.
Later, Ellie and a female guest approach the bar.
I can never get AJ to leave anywhere. He just talks and talks.
Alex says the same thing about me.
Yeah, thank you. I know, I wish he was here. I was looking forward to spending more time with him.
Spending more time with who?
Ellie's boyfriend, the elusive Alec. We've only met him one time in the year they've been dating.
Yeah, but he's really busy. It's hard for him to get away.
Even for your sister's wedding?
And none of you's going to become the hottest contractor in Los Angeles.
Wait, how do you know that?
If you ask Ellie about him, she'll give you his resume.
Ellie glances at Greg.
Well, I'm really proud of him, and I like to acknowledge his accomplishments. He does the same with me.
No, that's good. That's no crime in that. I don't know. I wonder about him.
What do you wonder, Greg?
Alrighty. We'll see you guys at golf tomorrow. Good night.
AJ and Jules leave.
I'm not trying to be rude, Ellie. Everyone knows your family is everything to you, especially your sister, and he's not here.
We're not doing this.
I mean, if I had missed something this crucial when we were together...
Why do you care?
Contrary to what you may think, I want you to be happy.
Well, I am happy.
Okay, great. I'm glad.
Ellie sips a drink.
I'm just surprised you're so okay with him not being
here. Well... Neither are the bride and groom, and they're not answering any of my calls. So really, I have a bigger absence to deal with.
Well, they're not answering my calls either. This is not normal.
Normal? You want to talk normal? My sister's not here. My boyfriend's not here. I'm lying to my family. And the only person I can talk to about any of this is you. None of this is normal.
Ellie storms off. She returns to collect her drink, glances at Greg, and leaves. Later, the sun rises over a golf course. Javier addresses Ellie and the wedding guests.
Hello, everybody. It's me again, Javier, directing the activities. So, the hosts, who are yet to arrive, send me the list for your foursomes today. So I have put names on each one of these golf carts and golf clubs behind them. So have fun, and may you all golf like the golfer Jack Nicklaus.
Javier?
Si.
You spoke to them, the bride and the groom?
Well, yes, I got that email.
And? What did they say? Are they on their way?
Well, this information I do not have. I'm merely the messenger. Stop. Don't shoot. Enjoy.
Thank you, Javier.
Sure.
Well, I guess that's something that they want us to keep on schedule.
I just wish they'd talk to us.
Ellie approaches a golf cart and rips off a paper, handing it to Greg.
They made us a pair?
You're riding with AJ. I'm riding with Jules. Jules, you're riding with me.
Okay.
Ellie gets into a cart, tense. Jules enters.
What's up?
Nothing.
Ellie drives the cart away. Greg rides in the cart directly behind with AJ.
Seriously, Ellie, I don't understand why your sister isn't answering any of my texts.
Or my phone calls.
Because it's hard. Everyone off having their party without them.
Think about how you feel being stranded at home.
I don't know. It feels like something's up.
Jules, nothing is up.
Ellie now rides with Greg.
We'll ride together to avoid interrogation. But we're not talking.
Ellie and Greg drive off together. On the course, Ellie lines up a golf swing. She hits the ball near, but not on the green. Greg watches.
So, I know we're technically not talking right now, but...
But what?
You've lost your swing.
I have not lost my swing. I happen to have had 90 hours of golf practice since I last saw you.
Well, you might want to get your money back then.
I'm sorry, what did you get on that last hole? I can't really remember.
Seven?
An eight. A snowman. I, however, got a three. So if you want any tips, Mr. Eight Strokes Per Hole, I'll figure out an appropriate fee.
They approach the cart. Ellie checks her phone.
It's Mandy. Got your messages. We're talking things through, ... Please continue to hold down fort one more day.
Okay, well, that's something. Although this fort is on shaky ground, people aren't going to buy this forever.
I mean, it's just a little bit longer. I don't want to upset my family, especially if this is the only wedding they're getting.
What do you mean?
Well, Alec and I aren't entirely sure the whole marriage thing is for us. We don't need a piece of paper.
Okay, who are you and what have you done with Ellie?
What? It's hard for him. His mom was married four times before terrible guys. Sour anyone on the institution.
I'm not talking about anyone. I'm talking about you. I mean, you used to love this stuff.
Okay, we're not having this conversation.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry if I overstepped things last night.
Wait, was that an apology? I'm not really sure I heard that correctly.
Yes, you heard that right. I was inappropriate. I don't know, I was having a great time with your family. And you know what I was remembering? I was remembering me missing Easter dinner with Grandma Gold. Do you remember how furious everybody was?
Because you forgot the turkey. We had no main dish.
I brought cheeseburgers after I finished trial prep.
Yeah, at midnight.
They were doubles. Everybody loved them. I was forgiven on the spot.
Ellie chuckles.
Listen, whatever, you know, whatever's happened between you and me, your family has always meant a lot to me.
I know.
Work's important, but life's all about sharing these milestones with each other.
I know that too.
All right.
Greg gets into the cart. Daytime at the pool by the curved deck. Tom and Grandma sit at a table as Ellie approaches.
Ellie. Honey, can you ask your sister to call Grandma? She's growing more concerned at every moment, and I don't know how to appease her.
Of course, unless she's on a plane right now.
But you're not sure that she is.
Greg leaves a nearby table.
I will call her.
They're missing everything.
Yeah, she's really bummed about that.
She really wishes she could be here.
Look, she needs to tell me that herself. I am not convinced.
Oh, this could be Mandy. Hello? Javier! Yes! Oh, okay. I will be right there. Bye.
Ellie turns to Grandma.
I gotta go. Flowers! Wedding decisions that can't wait for Mandy to get here.
You know what? I'll come with you. Jason needs to be represented, too. Florally.
Greg dashes off after Ellie. Grandma glances at Tom. Elsewhere, Javier displays flowers.
Okay, these are the two options we offer. One big table. Which arrangement will it be?
Mandy would like the ones on the right.
Jason would like the ones on the left.
Yeah, but she loves oleanders.
He likes orange.
Orange?
Orange.
Listen, I've been a wedding planner for 72 hours. And I don't know much about flowers except that when my girlfriend gets mad at me, flowers make her unmad. So what do you say we combine them together? No more fighting at all, ever again.
That seems fine, Greg.
Yeah, great idea, Javier. Thanks.
Thanks, Javier.
Right.
Javier watches Ellie and Greg walk off.
I'm getting good at this.
I don't understand the radio silence. We're just trying to help them.
It's not that surprising. By trying to help them, we dredged up our past.
Yeah, it's not my intention.
Mine either.
You know, I just wanted to come to Mexico, have a really nice vacation, watch my sister walk down the aisle, have a few dozen margaritas. Is that so hard to ask for?
It would seem so, yes.
They glance at arriving guests.
You want to go hide?
More than anything.
They walk off. Greg and Ellie approach the shoreline.
Ah, I missed the beach when I was in Atlanta. This is my thinking spot. Yesterday I was here for like an hour. Thinking.
Okay, about what?
My life.
Love, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, right, so nothing too deep.
Okay.
Did you happen to find...
Ellie checks her phone.
Mandy, please tell me you're at the airport.
Mandy sobs on video chat.
You're not coming, Ellie.
Wait, wait, stop, stop. What are you talking about?
The wedding's off. I need you to tell everyone.
Ellie glances at Greg. They stare out at the ocean. Ellie and Greg approach the hotel.
I can't believe they would call it off. What is happening?
She's just not thinking things through. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to try and fix this, and I'm not dropping the bomb for them.
Okay.
Our whole lives, I've always picked up the pieces for her. I'm always cleaning up her mess. I practically planned her entire wedding. I made it so easy for her to be just so irresponsible.
Why?
Why what?
Why do you always keep picking up the pieces for her? You don't think she can handle her own life?
Because she's my sister.
I think it's more than that. And look, I'm not saying you're doing this, but this wedding, this is like what you always used to talk about. Getting married by the beach, surrounded by your closest friends and family.
Yeah, because my sister and I had the same vision of what our perfect wedding would be. I was just executing it for her.
Okay, I get it.
My whole family has been looking forward to this for almost a year. My dad was so excited to walk her down the aisle. I'm not going to be destroying this for them. I mean, I may have been the cause of this monster, but I don't have to enable it.
Yeah, but people came all this way. They spent money. They took time off work.
Okay, that's true. But this is Jason and Mandy's mess. If they're not coming, they should tell everyone.
Well, you can't hide forever. When we see someone, they're going to ask.
Well, I don't plan on seeing anyone. I'm running away.
You're running away?
Mm-hmm. At least for a couple hours.
I haven't been into town yet.
I haven't been into town either.
They walk off down the hotel porch together. In a village, a sign with Spanish text hangs from a building. Ellie and Greg browse at a jewelry stand. Later, they stroll through a market.
Oh, wow. This place is great!
They pass dancing children.
Oh, hello! Oh, Mandy would have loved this.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me? You remember the night we introduced them to each other?
Yes! You threw me a birthday party and your power went out. Mandy and I had to go to the 99 cent store and buy like 100 candles for like 20 bucks.
Yeah, my place never looked better. Candlelight hides all the dirt.
It really did look like a movie. Beautiful. And then after everybody left, we went out to the deck, beautiful candlelight, and just talked about our future. What is it about the flickering lights that just makes everything seem so much more perfect?
Something to be said about ambience.
A woman at a cart hands Ellie a basket. Ellie ponders.
See.
Oh, I see. So you ran away so you could shop, huh?
You know what? I know just what you need.
At a different cart, Greg models a sombrero. Later, Greg hands her a beverage.
Here you go.
They clink cups standing at a bar patio.
Thank you.
They stroll.
We were going to have it all back then, huh?
Yeah. You're going to defend the wrongfully accused, and I was going to decorate their houses once they were free.
That seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah. Future seems so simple and perfect. And it all kind of changed.
Greg walks a few steps ahead.
It was really hard for me, the breakup. Manny was just kind of there to help put myself back together.
Yeah, it was hard. You know, I accepted the job without talking to you because I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if you'd chosen to come with me over your own opportunity.
I might have.
I know. And you probably wouldn't be where you are today if you had.
You put me first in case I didn't.
Ellie ponders. Greg glances back and forth.
You know what? I am starving.
Me too. Why did we decide to run away before dinner?
I don't know. You want to go back to the resort?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay.
They continue walking.
Oh, I don't know if they'll let you.
Nighttime. Ellie and Greg sit at a table on the sand.
Oh, I may never go back. I think I'm just going to sit here and eat mini tacos for the rest of my days.
Yeah, you could do a whole lot worse in life.
Oh, so good.
A mariachi band approaches.
Do you hear that?
I can't hear about the sound of my chewing.
They're playing our song.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
No, not our old song, our new song. Listen. Yes. None other than, shall we?
He stands.
No, I don't remember. No.
Come on.
He grabs her hand.
Listen, I'll get back, come back to you just like this, like riding a bike.
Do you remember what happened the last time I rode a bike?
Fine, then we must find you a much safer activity. We must. By God!
No!
Yes! Oh, yeah. My courtship shall begin in 3 seconds. Oh. Are you ready?
I'm not ready.
Help of these gentlemen. In 3, 2, 1. And I'm courting. And I'm courting.
And I rebuff. Rebuffing.
But I continue and persist
no,
to court.
You.
They smile as they dance.
And I rebuff you. No, thank you, sir.
Am I doing any better at all?
Maybe a little bit better.
Okay, wait, hold on a second.
The hat!
Oh, yeah. Here comes the hat.
He tosses it down.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that one.
No, that's my move. You can't take my move.
No, I don't remember. What was my move?
Your move is like the girly one. It's like the...
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay, there you go. That's it. I have got to be getting more irresistible. You cannot resist me, no?
It is almost futile.
He takes her hand and spins her in.
And amor siempre.
Love always wins.
They gaze at each other.
We are not getting any better at this, are we?
No, actually, I think we are regressing.
The band continues playing. Later, a waiter hands them a check.
Gracias.
They sit at a table together.
Okay, so maybe Dancing with the Stars isn't our future.
Well, there is one small problem.
What's that? Other than the fact that I can't dance.
You're not a star.
Right. I always forget that part.
Ellie touches her phone.
Oh, yeah. Grab it. I'll pay the bill.
Greg walks off. Ellie answers.
Alec?
Finally, Ellie. I've been trying to reach you all night.
Sorry. There was just a band. It was really loud, so I couldn't hear my phone.
Okay, so tell me why I ran into your sister at the grocery store today, and she told me the wedding had been canceled.
Well, we heard they were having an issue, so we were just trying to patch things up from afar.
Who's we? You and your dad?
Well, you know, everyone.
Interesting, because when I couldn't get a hold of you, I called your dad.
And he seems to think that they're not there because Jason lost his passport. So I'm
going to ask again, who is we?
He's the best man, Alec, and we
wanted to keep things quiet. We didn't want to upset everyone, and then my grandmother...
It's completely innocent.
Then why try to hide it from me?
You're right. You're right. It's stupid. I just didn't want you to get the wrong idea.
It's too late for that.
Well, we were planning on telling everyone the truth in the morning, so I imagine we'll all head home soon after that.
And then you're never going to see him again.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, that is what I'm saying.
All right, call me tomorrow.
Alec?
She looks at her phone.
Alec?
Greg returns.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh.
She picks up again.
Hey, Dad? Whoa. Calm down. Okay, I'll be right there. It's Grandma Goldie.
She stands. Greg follows. The hotel is lit in bright purple against the skyline. Ellie and Greg enter Grandma's room.
Gran?
She lies in bed.
Ellie Bell.
Are you okay?
Thomas, be a dear and go get me some tea.
Oh, sure.
And a juice.
All right.
And 2 carne asada tacos with extra pico de gallo.
I should have insisted they get married in L.A., then none of this would be happening.
I'll be okay.
Tom leaves. Goldie sits up tensely.
All right.
Now tell me, you two, what is going on with your sister?
Grandma, you're faking?
Well, maybe my blood sugar dropped a little. But that's what happens when you have two Rumalama Ding Dong cocktails before breakfast. But I'm fine.
Why pretend then?
I needed to have your defenses down so you tell me the truth. Why are they not here?
You're nothing if not effective, Goldie. I've missed you.
No, the feeling is quite mutual, Gregory. Well?
You know Mandy doesn't deal with stress very well, and I could only take so much of the pressure off of her.
Your sister does not have the sense of obligation you do. She's always been taken care of. I'm sure it never even crossed her mind to feel badly that all these people came here for her.
No, she has not mentioned that.
But you always make things better for everyone else.
That's what I keep telling her.
Let your sister handle her own life, and you focus on yours. Just make sure you don't let any past disappointments dictate future decisions. The past is not prologue. Sometimes it's just a matter of timing.
Gran, may we help you out of bed?
No. She lies down and covers herself with the blanket.
My tacos are coming.
Allie chuckles. Later, Allie and Greg sit together at the hotel bar with Tom.
I wish you'd told me about Mandy and Jason earlier. Maybe I could have helped.
We just didn't want to trouble anyone with it.
You've shouldered the weight of this family long enough. I shouldn't let you take it on, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It's what you do for the people you love, right?
Allie glances at Greg.
I'm going to talk to them, see if I can fix this.
Hopefully they listen to you.
They're meant for each other.
And everybody knows it except them. It's weird how two people cannot see what is so obvious to everyone else.
Tom shakes his head. Allie stands alone on the shore at dawn. She is posed in a yoga stance. She glances at her phone. The caller ID says Alec. She returns to her pose, then sighs and walks to the phone. She answers.
Good morning.
Hey, I hope I didn't wake you. Hey, guys, can you move this real quick? I was just calling to see what time you think you'll be in today. I can pick you up at the airport, take a few days off, we can go up the coast.
Greg chucks nearby.
Oh, that's okay, Alec. Actually, my dad is on the case now, so we're not going to call it a date just yet. He thinks he can patch the rift.
Greg turns and jogs the opposite direction.
Oh, weddings, they complicate everything.
Well, I mean, it's not the wedding that's the problem.
So you're saying it's your sister?
No, I didn't. That's not what I said. It's just circumstance.
Yeah, that she created. I'm not trying to bash her, but this is what she does.
Okay, well, she is my sister, so I suggest you be really careful about what you say next.
All this back and forth. I mean, it's crazy making out.
The wedding's on, the wedding's off, they love each other, they're not talking.
Seriously, if she were my sister, I would be on the first flight out of there.
Right, but you didn't even come down here, so you couldn't do that if you wanted to.
You're upset that I'm not there.
Yes.
And you're gonna wait and see what happens just to punish me?
No, I'm upset, but I'm not petty, Alec.
Once again, your sister comes first, and I'm the runner-up.
You wanted to drive up the coast? So you could have taken the weekend, but you didn't want to come down to Mexico because you just don't like my sister.
That's not what I said, Ellie.
No, actually, you didn't have to because you've said it a million times before. I just didn't realize it. Look, Mandy may not be perfect, but she is my family, Alec. And we're a package deal.
Ellie.
Alec frowns. Ellie sits on the shore staring at her phone. Elsewhere on the shore, Greg approaches guests under a tent.
Hey, guys. Grandma Goldie?
Oh, my favorite boy.
He kisses her and looks towards Tom.
So I want to thank you all for being here, and I promise their arrival is imminent. Meanwhile, we want you all to enjoy yourselves. We've got a lot of great food here, so just enjoy the day.
Craig walks out toward the water, in Ellie's direction. Tom sits beside Grandma.
Nothing. I've heard nothing.
Greg approaches Ellie.
Trying to steal my secret spot?
You have to bring down your do not disturb sign or else it's up for grabs.
You okay?
Just needed some alone time.
You upset about the wedding or lack thereof?
Actually, this one's on Alec. I get that my sister's not easy, but if you love me, you have to love my family. That's not negotiable.
Very first thing I learned about you. So, you're not blissfully happy?
Sometimes I think I could be.
I tried to tell myself the same thing when I was in Atlanta, but I was looking for something to bring me back to LA from almost the minute I got there. I had a lot of regrets.
Ellie looks down.
Hindsight, you know. Look, I don't know Alec at all, and I'm not judging him. But it seems to me that some people are against marriage because it affords them an uncomplicated, easy out from a relationship. Maybe that's what you want.
She looks up at Craig. He looks away for a moment.
You know, before I got the job offer, I was going to ask you to marry me.
I know. I was going to say yes.
They stare out at the water. Later, the guests are gathered at tables by the pool. Ellie approaches Grandma. Javier distributes bingo cards.
All right, everybody. So,
anything?
No.
Together, so we can go for our next round.
Hey, Grandma.
Here, take this card. Maybe it'll bring me some luck.
Okay.
Grand prize is scuba lessons.
Oh, my goodness. What are you going to do with scuba lessons?
Sell them.
Grandma glances at a boy.
See that kid over there?
Okay,
keeps winning. He is my nemesis. I will beat him.
B9. I sent the doctor call and say the problem was B9.
You have that?
What a relief.
So, how was the rest of the barbecue? I left because it was too breezy for me.
I think everybody enjoyed it.
And you? Any word on your sister?
I already told you. Dad is on it.
I believe Dad is on it when I see Mandy and Jason show up.
I should have had my B-8.
Have that one.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. I never saw two people more right for each other.
I know, those two fit like a glove. If only they would just communicate better.
Well, actually, I was talking about you and Greg.
It's gonna click. 066. 066.
Greg and I actually are not anything because I'm with Alec now.
I know, that's the problem.
Oh, are these two ducks? I-22. Quack, quack. I-22.
You used to be such a romantic. You loved happily ever after, and weddings weren't ever a maybe someday for you.
It's hard making those big plans. Thank you. I don't really think I can see you forever anymore.
Well, maybe the institution of marriage isn't the issue. Maybe it's marriage with Alec that's giving you pause.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 064? 064.
Bingo!
Bingo! We have a winner!
Okay. The young boy approaches Javier.
Yes.
Look at his smug little face.
Graham.
Later, Ellie walks in her hotel room. She approaches her door.
Ellie, it's your dad.
I'm coming!
Ellie answers her door.
Ah, you're here. I've been calling. Hey, guys, we'll see you down at the beach. Yes, I believe that Jason's new passport is arriving today.
You don't have to lay it on so thick. We'll find out soon enough if they're actually coming.
Yeah, I know, but in the meantime, we need to keep the trains running, and I don't want any of our guests to think that we dragged them all the way here for nothing.
No, I know what you mean. What can you do to help?
I need you to come down to the beach right now for the rehearsal.
Why are we having a rehearsal? We're not sure we're having a wedding.
Well, I had a long conversation with Mandy and Jason last night, together. Communication lines are up and running. It went well.
Are they on their way?
Well, I booked them new tickets, so that's something, and I really hope they're using them.
So do I.
Yeah, so please, come down to the beach. Somebody needs to know what to do tomorrow.
Okay, I'm gonna get ready.
All right.
Okay.
Tom walks toward the door. On the beach, a small gathering stands near a canopy. Javier holds a book. Ellie dashes up.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
Oh, no worries. The Medal of Honor's here. So, we're all here and I counted four. Except for the two most important people. But all will be well. I've seen it all. No worries. Oh, except for this. You'll be the groom. You'll be the bride. And everybody, take your seat. Groom side and bride side. And stand right here. Now, you're going to help me just for the rehearsal. And then you can update them tomorrow. Yes?
I sent Tara everything a couple weeks ago. The verses, the vows. You have all that, right?
Well, Tara's office is like a hurricane after two tornadoes. But I did send your sister an email, and she sent me the plan back to me. So, good?
It's actually really good news.
I've upgraded to the level of cautiously optimistic.
Okay, so we may continue? Cue music! Come with me. Thank you. Come on. You take this?
Okay.
I'm your father.
Greg and Ellie pretend to process as the guests sit.
You walk down the aisle? Oh, we can go a little faster. Just make sure that your sister goes slowly so can everybody can take in her beauty. Yes?
Yes.
See. Okay. Now stand. Then I... No. Switch. Switch places. You here, you there, bride. See. No. Hold hands. So romantic. And then we move on to, all things are possible when love is present. Neither conflict, nor strife, nor distance can ever destroy true love. El amor siempre gana. Love always wins. Then comes a song, a poem, another song, another poem, a reading, a third poem. Then we speak of the traditions of marriage, blah, 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 etc. Then vows. And we pledge love to each other. And we kiss.
The seated guests watch.
There.
Greg leans in.
No, not you two. The bride and the groom tomorrow. And we pronounce their husband and wife. And then we all go to have a great time. So this concludes our rehearsal. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Ellie walks off.
Thank you, guys.
I got this.
Javier puts on shades.
Tara? Tara who?
He struts off. Later, Ellie sits beside Grandma on the beach. Ellie silences a call from Malik.
That was a lovely wedding today.
You mean rehearsal. For the actual wedding taking place tomorrow, we hope.
I'm not going to beat around the bush with you, Ellie.
Why start now?
You've been ignoring Alex Coles.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know how I feel anymore.
Because of Greg?
No. Because of Alec. I just don't really feel like we have the same priorities.
Oh, Ellie, your one great love can break through conflicting priorities.
Okay, but how do you know? How do you know it's your one great love or if it's right? Because I thought I knew that with Greg, and look at how that turned out.
Here's how I knew with your grandfather. The thought of life with him seemed perfect. The thought of life without him was unbearable. That's how you know. Well, we've got to get ready for the rehearsal dinner, and God willing, your sister will be there, too.
Ellie puts on sunglasses. Later, at a cocktail reception, Tom approaches Grandma.
Got your favorite one here.
Sorry, Grandma. I have to borrow Dad for a sec.
Okay.
Ellie and Tom walk off.
What's up?
They're asking how long we want to wait.
According to the website, the plane landed 3 hours ago.
We've done this twice already. You tried your hardest, but they're not coming.
I think you might be right. I texted and phoned a dozen times and still no response.
We have to tell our guests the truth. The wedding's off.
Well, you don't have to do this. I'll
do it. No. It's okay. Greg and I have been the ones hiding things from everyone. It's time for us to complain.
Ellie approaches Greg and whispers to him. Tom leans over to Grandma.
I did my best.
Hello, everybody. If you could please take your seats.
Everyone sits, looking at Greg and Ellie.
So, we just... My family and Jason's family really wants to thank you all for being here and being such good sports about everything. Without the guest of honor actually being here.
Mandy and Jason really appreciate you all making the trip to come down to celebrate them.
You know what? If they were here right now, I feel like what they would want to say is...
They would say, surprise!
Jason and Mandy enter.
Have fun your Friday crew.
Mandy rushes to Tom and hugs him. Ellie and Greg glance at each other, gaping. Sunset. Ellie and Mandy recline in a hot tub.
Can you believe tomorrow's my wedding day? Yes, Mandy, I can. Because Greg and I have spent the better half of this week entertaining your guests, planning your wedding, juggling 100 balls for you. I'm really sorry I put you through all of this. I know I don't say it enough, but I appreciate everything you do for me. When Jason and I were talking to Dad the other night, I realized some things.
Such as?
I don't always know how to compromise. I deal with stress terribly. I can be irresponsible.
That's it? What, that's not enough for you? No, that's plenty. There's plenty of time for self-reflection later. I mean, I'm not completely blameless here. I think I was using focusing on your life as a distraction from what's really happening in mine.
Why? What was really happening in yours?
Alec?
Yeah, about Alec.
You dislike him, I know.
Dislike is a strong word. I can't stand him. And he doesn't like me either. Probably because I told him he wasn't good enough for you twice.
Mandy!
I know. I'm trying to learn to think before I speak, I promise. One of the lessons from all of this wedding drama.
This feels like heaven.
Later, Ellie and Mandy walk down the hotel hallways.
So, you and Greg seem to be getting along pretty well.
It was pretty intense at first.
A waitress offers them tea.
But we went through the trenches this week, so I would say we got past things.
Yay! I was so hoping that this would happen. It was the golf pairing, right?
Wait, you were hoping what would happen?
You and Greg reuniting at the wedding. With him being back in LA now and all? We could go on double dates again, and we could move into the same cul-de-sac next to each other.
Mandy.
Like in that old soap opera, and our kids could grow up together and learn to be BFFs.
Take it easy. We are just on speaking terms, that's it.
Well, it is a big step in the right direction.
Mandy picks up Ellie's phone and reads.
Sitting on the beach by myself, it's too quiet without you. Go. He's all alone down there. You don't have to take care of me anymore, Ellie. Go take care of you.
Ellie grins and walks off. Greg sits by a fire pit. Ellie approaches with a champagne bucket.
Look what I found!
What? Where did you find that?
Okay, I actually just got it from a bar over there, but I did put it on Jason and Mandy because I figured it's the least they could do for us.
Yes,
do the honors.
Of course, great idea. Mandy and Jason do owe us. All right.
Greg pours.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have a preference?
No, but I'll take this one.
Okay. Cheers.
They clink and sip. Ellie sits beside Greg.
Oh, this is cozy. I like it.
I know, right? Do you like the fire?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I made that fire.
Oh, really?
And it took me 5.5 hours, so I hope you really, really like it. How's Mandy?
You know, she's surprisingly really calm. It's kind of eerie.
Can we take her to ER?
Maybe. What about Jason?
Yeah, he's all kind of easygoing and relaxed. It's weird.
Ellie checks her phone. There are 4 missed calls from Alec.
Sorry, I just can't be bothered right now.
Then don't.
Greg stands.
Let's go in the water.
What?
Come on.
No. No, it's dark and there are creepy crawlies underneath the surface. No, absolutely not.
What are you talking about? We'll put our feet in. It's like an inch of water.
Do you know what? I will take an inch of champagne, but no, I'm not getting in. Do you want some?
Yeah, I want some more champagne.
She pours.
Go.
Thank you.
No, we have to a toast.
Right.
To surviving all of this.
Yeah, we made it.
We did it.
They sip. Greg glances at Ellie, then looks away. Ellie grins.
Okay, Ellie, I have to say this now, otherwise the moment's gonna pass, and I refuse to have any more regrets in my life. I am not sorry they pulled this stunt, because it brought us here. And there is nowhere else I'd rather be right now, and there's no one else I'd rather be here with.
Greg,
And if I had known then what I know now, I would have turned it all down and I would have put a ring on your finger that day. I still love you, Ellie. I never stopped.
Ellie leans a little closer. Greg leans his head in. Alec appears nearby.
Ellie?
Alec, what are you doing here?
I could ask the same of you. You know what, I'm just gonna let you guys talk.
Sorry.
No.
Greg puts his glass down and walks away.
I'm just gonna pretend like I didn't see that because I get it.
You get what?
All this wedding business, it's made you realize how much you do actually want to get married.
You
knew that I didn't want to, and you were willing to put that aside because that's how much you love me.
Alec.
No. You win, Ellie, you win. If you want a piece of paper, then that is fine. We'll get a piece of paper. Because that is how much I love you.
Alec reaches into his pocket and kneels, displaying a ring box.
Oh.
Greg watches, then turns and walks off.
Oh, it is. It is so much more than a piece of paper, Alec. It's a commitment that says I choose you. For life.
I know.
You shouldn't have come.
Alec stands.
Wait. At first, you're mad at me for not coming, and now you're upset because I'm here?
I wanted to love you. And I am so sorry to tell you this. I just don't anymore.
Well, that's not what I was expecting when I got on a plane with a ring in my pocket this afternoon.
I don't want to hurt you because I really do care about you so much.
Just not as much as him.
You're a good man, and you deserve more than this.
Did you ever love me?
I never pretended. I just thought I could move on, but I can't.
Alec nods.
That's what you want, Ellie.
Alec shakes his head and walks off. Ellie watches, standing on the beach as Alec disappears. Ellie glances behind her. Back at the hotel, Ellie knocks on a guest room door. She sighs, standing wait. She turns and walks away. Jason answers.
Ellie, what's wrong? Is everything okay with Mandy?
Oh, yeah, no, everything's fine. I'm actually looking for Greg.
I thought he was with you.
He was. It's a long story.
You scared me there for a second. I thought, you know, maybe Mandy was just,
No, oh, she's so excited for tomorrow. And how are you feeling about, you know, things?
I am good. I think that we figured everything out, yeah.
You think or you know?
I think I know. I don't know. I'm just like really nervous. Is that bad?
No, feeling nervous is completely normal. It means that it's really important to you.
Okay.
At my parents' wedding, my dad said he was so nervous that my mom had to get out of her wedding dress to go calm him down. And then she had to go get redressed in this old, beautiful Victorian wedding gown that had like 100 tiny buttons down the back. So basically, they were 30 minutes late to their own wedding because of tiny buttons. That's true love right there.
Sounds like it.
Oh, by the way, if you need Mandy tomorrow, her dress has a zipper.
Perfect. Ellie, thank you for everything.
That's what family does.
Jason returns to his room. Ellie walks off. She dials her phone.
Hey, you reached Greg. I'm not available to take your call right now.
She hangs up. Sunrise on the beach. A man walks along the shore. He drops a towel and sits, facing the water. In her hotel room, Mandy looks into the mirror, her hair a mess. Ellie approaches.
Wake up, sleepyhead. It's your big day today.
This is how I look on my wedding day.
Well, luckily you have a professional coming in an hour. Do you want to shower first or should I?
No, go ahead.
Ellie turns and checks her phone. Mandy turns back.
Any word from him?
Nothing. I looked for him everywhere last night. He's not around the resort. He's not at his favorite spot on the beach. He's not answering his calls or texts.
Well, he can't hide forever, and you'll see him soon enough.
Because I'm getting married today!
They both smile. Mandy looks into the mirror, adjusting her hair. Later, Mandy is getting her hair done.
30 minutes until we're putting you in your dress. Okay. Got it.
Ellie answers the door in her dress. Jason stands outside.
Come on. Look, I know you're nervous, but it's like I said last night. It is completely normal, and I promise you today is going to be the best day of your life.
Ellie, it's not about me and Mandy, okay? It's Greg. He didn't come back to the room last night.
I tried him last night and this morning, and no answer.
I have tried a dozen times, too. Nothing. I don't know what to do. He's my best man. I'm getting married in an hour, and I'm freaking out. Yeah, I'm going to freak out, okay? So just, I need you to tell me what to do. Ellie, please, just tell me.
First, you are going to get dressed. I will call my dad. I will have him stay with Mandy, and I will go find Greg. Everything will be fine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for everything, really.
Get out of here before you accidentally see the bride. No. Other way.
Right. Jason walks off. Ellie dashes down the hallway. She leans over the railing to look below, into the lobby. AJ and Jules approaches.
Whoa, isn't it bad luck to see the bridesmaid before the wedding?
I've never heard that before.
Have you seen Greg?
No, not since last night.
Greg wanted to get on a plane all of a sudden. We talked him out of it. He was pretty bummed about your boyfriend showing up.
Or should we say fiancé? Come on, show us that ring.
No, Alec and I broke up.
Wait, Greg said he saw you getting engaged.
I didn't. We didn't. I'm not engaged. Where was the last place you saw Greg?
Down by the beach, near those rocks.
Okay.
Or maybe he left?
Maybe I didn't talk him out of it.
Ellie turns to them, her eyes wide. She pushes an elevator button and enters an elevator. Inside, she pushes another button, and the doors close. Elsewhere, she dashes on the beach in her wedding dress, searching around. She stops walking and begins to sob. Greg jogs up from behind.
Ellie. I fell asleep on the beach. Jason's probably freaking out, right?
He's completely freaking out. He sent me to come find you.
Well, you've done your job. You can go back to Prince Charming.
Greg, text from Mandy. Where are you?
No,
dress time.
Don't stop. Keep walking because you have to get dressed, but I will talk and just listen at the same time. What you saw were two people saying goodbye after a year-long relationship. He's back in LA. It's over.
They pause. Greg turns to Ellie.
Because I'm in love with someone else. Someone who is kind and caring and loving and loves my kooky family. I think I was planning my dream wedding all along. I just couldn't really see it because I was with the wrong person. It is so much more than a piece of paper, and I do not need an uncomplicated and easy out ever.
I won't either.
Greg steps forward and kisses Ellie. They separate and gaze at each other.
Okay.
El amor siempre gana.
Love always wins.
They jog down the sand. A bride wearing a wedding dress walks along a path of flower petals on the beach, carrying a bouquet. As she walks, we see it's Ellie. She approaches Tom, and they link arms. Greg grins under the canopy. Javier stands beside. Tom kisses Ellie's cheek, and Mandy escorts her to Greg at the canopy. Ellie and Greg face Javier. Tom and Grandma smile. Greg places a ring on Ellie's finger. Javier grins.
All is possible when love is present. Neither conflict, nor strife, nor distance can destroy true love.
Mandy smiles.
Love always wins.
Love always wins.
Love always wins.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Greg and Ellie kiss.
El amor siempre gana.
Behind them, under the canopy, the setting sun shines.